Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Matt Cartwright. Matt is one of the attorneys in our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Munley and Cartwright, and out of the great state of Pennsylvania, but he's licensed to do business in lots of different states. Matt, tell us how we can find you guys online.
Oh, it's simple. We're at Munley.com, Munley.com, and that's our 9-person law firm. In Pennsylvania, we handle cases up and down the East Coast.
There you go. It's not your grandfather's attorney's website either, by the way, folks. Check that out. Matt,
well, we're in the plug section of the show. I'll tell you, I'm coming out with a book this year, Jim.
Well, it's about time.
There's this fellow from Birmingham that's been after me to write a book.
Yeah.
I just finished the final chapter, and it's going to be called Litigating Business Torts.
Ah.
And it's going to come out. Excuse me. Publishers.
We got to work on your title a little bit there, Matt.
Were you snoring?
No, I don't know what that noise was. We got to work on the title a little, Matt. I'll help you with that.
How to sue the pants off your competitor.
That's more intuitive and more honest.
They'll do better in the airport bookstore.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll help you with that. So when's that going to be ready, Matt?
Probably around July or August
All right.
of 2011.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. I can't wait to get that in my hands and we'll help you with that. Hey Matt, we're talking about keeping yourself out of trouble with when you have independent contractors. And you know, one of the things that the reason why I think this is such an important topic, Matt, is because the independent contractor marketplace is just exploded in the last 20 years. And I'll tell you what happened. You may not have thought about this before. But in the late 80s, early 90s, corporations began doing something called vendor reduction. And the outsourcing happened before that. And what they started doing was going to more vendors doing jobs and getting those but having vendor partners, people who could be integrated. And they started doing less work with employees and more work with vendors, more work with contractors. And what that's done is it's created this whole new sector of the marketplace that's really helped to grow a lot of small businesses.
There's no question about it.
The demand is there. The relationships are natural now. There are plenty of precedents for everything. So if there's all that much more business being done this way, that means that we've got to find a way to put it together in a way that everybody is – the work gets done and we're all protected. So talk to us about how to do that.
Well, that's right. And certainly paying close attention to the way your contracts are written is important. But what you have to remember is no matter how you write your contract, you can still be liable for the negligence of your independent contractors. And we talked about – number one, it's if you control the way they do their work. If you control the methods, then you could be liable. Now, a great example of that is a newspaper delivery van. Mm-hmm. This fellow was an independent contractor. This was a case that my firm handled. I handled it. And we showed that because the driver was given a route and told what houses to deliver to, mm-hmm. and he was given instructions on what to do and what not to do, he got in a big crash, the newspaper itself was also part of the responsible group of entities.
Did they actually believe that they wouldn't be connected prior to the crash?
They did, Jim, and they had a very fancy contract that said the the contractor is independent and there's no liability for the purchaser and the whole nine yards. It didn't work. We got right around that because they fouled up on number one.
Right.
Now, number two is where you hire somebody with a terrible track record that's so bad, it should be a red flag. Now, a lot of cases where you hire somebody, you really have no duty to look into. Like if you hire a painter to come paint your house, you don't have a duty to look into that person's driving record.
Right.
But if it comes to your attention, if it's the town drunk and everybody knows he has no business behind the wheel,
right,
and you hire him and you know he's got to be making trips to the paint store and back, well, then you might have some liability to keep
so,
an eye on.
So you're
on.
Saying, and you're there saying there's almost nothing we can put in a contract that will prevent us from those two from being liable under those two rules, so to speak.
That is correct. And here's what protects
you. So you know, when I do a contract with somebody, one of the things that I require is what I call mutual indemnification, where we indemnify each other against each other's liabilities and fail to perform. But you're saying that that's not enough.
Well, mutual indemnification is only worth how much your partner is worth.
Yeah.
If you've got an established business and you just got this one person who messes up and hurts somebody, being indemnified by him isn't going to help you much.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Matt. I'm going to let you finish that when we come back after these messages. More to come with our attorney, Matthew Cartwright. We're talking about liability when you're dealing with independent contractors, folks. Something to pay attention to. You at least need to understand where your exposure is so you know who to do business with. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.